Welcome back, everybody, to the Eagle Boys. It has been a fat minute, hasn't it?
It's been fat and juicy.
Fat and juicy. So we got all this new equipment. We actually had a couple of episodes recorded, right? Like, how many did we do before we finally got it right?
Two.
I thought it was like three or four.
Three.
Yeah, it was like three of them. We had three of them. Oh shit, that's a great way to start. We had three of them that we couldn't do jack with.
Yeah.
Just because of technical problems. We had this, that, the other. You know, we got new mics, we got new cameras,
yeah,
new mixer, all that good stuff. So we're ready to be back.
And we're actually making, just to give an update on the way that the podcast is going, we have people to help with the tech stuff. We're not making enough money to pay anybody.
Not yet, no.
But, we have friends and stuff that like to be here. No one could come today.
No one could come today, but that's fine.
It was last minute.
Very last minute. I mean, we decided to do this like yesterday, didn't we?
Uh-huh. And yeah. We got new mics. We got our camera situation figured out.
Oh, that was a nightmare. That was a nightmare.
We got audio figured out. And then, so everything's kind of coming together.
Everything's coming together, man.
Yeah, which is nice.
We're back. We're back, baby.
So, of course, I want to talk about, you know, what's been going on.
What's been going on? Dude, so you went to Italy recently.
I did.
You went to Italy recently.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me all about that shit. Like, because that had to have been the experience of a lifetime.
So I know that we talked about it before.
Yeah, we talked about it a little bit, but we promised that we'd save it for this.
I didn't tell you everything. So just for everyone who's listening, my cousin was living in Florence, and my cousin Summer was living in Florence. Her fiance was Dennis Kira, who we had on the podcast for the last episode.
Yes.
And I interviewed him about his time.
If you have not watched, go ahead and watch. It is a beautiful, beautiful interview.
So I gave him a interview about his time in Albania and his life in Italy. And then I was like, well, I want to fucking go to Italy. And he was like, sure, you know?
Hell yeah, bro.
So
you got to love people like that. They're just like,
yeah.
You say some outlandish shit like, oh, I'm going to take a cross world trip.
Yeah.
And they're just like, fuck yeah, bro. Come on.
Dude, it's crazy how in other countries, there's no one who's obese. Like, there's people that are overweight.
I'm sure there are.
There's no one there who's like 400, 500 pounds. I mean, you take a trip to Meijer and you see at least.
Right across the street.
You see at least three of them, and you're like, bitch, you could have your own TV
show.
Dude,
there are three in my building, dude.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Which, I mean, it's fine. You know?
It's fine. It's
whatever you want to do. It's America.
Okay, we'll get into that.
So I get on the plane. It's 9 hours, which blows huge dick. Being on a plane for 9 hours, like, is not fun.
Not even just that, like, it was the jet lag, too. How many hours is Italy behind from us?
6.5, almost.
6.5 fucking hours.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
So, my body had to get used to it. I was exhausted because I went, like, 26 hours without sleep. Because I can't sleep on planes.
It couldn't be me.
I can't sleep unless I'm laying down.
Oh, yeah.
Like
everybody.
Well, no. Some people can sleep on planes. They sit up and they.
Some people sleep with their eyes open. You ever seen a motherfucker like do that? Like,
no.
I'm not even kidding.
Well, okay. I've seen a couple people do that, but I think their eyes are kind of rolled back in their head and their eyes are open a little bit. I've seen that, but I've never seen someone with like their.
My dad used to do this weird thing where he would like fall asleep on the chair, like I do all the time now, but like. He would have his eyes just ever so slightly open, just like that. And he'd be snoring away, but you could see his freaking eyes. Like, they weren't, like, rolling to the back of his head. No, it's like he had his eyes, like, halfway open while he was sleeping.
Yeah.
It was the weirdest thing. But he would be, like, dead asleep. Because if you woke him up, he'd be like, you know what I mean? Like, that type of sleep.
Yeah, which is creepy.
You know what I mean? But his eyes were not open the whole time.
Ugh.
How was he sleeping?
That would give me, like, I would not be able to go back to sleep. I'd be like,
no.
I'd wake him up and be like, stop doing that.
Stop fucking.
You piece of
stop
shit.
Stop fucking doing
it. You're going to ruin my night.
Jesus.
So I went to Milan. When I got there, so when you go to a new country, it's kind of I mean, it's not like you're in a different universe, but it's still different.
It's pretty different.
It's very so. I get to this train station, right off the rip. I got fucking scammed by this dude. It costs 10 euro to get to the train station from the airport if you take like a tram or a train or something. You take a train or something to get to the train station.
Okay.
It's only 10 euro. This dude charged me 250 euro to get to the... Yeah.
Dude, that motherfucker played but you dude, for I fool. Was, I hope you're watching.
I was exhausted.
Because we're going to find you.
I was so tired. And I was like... And he walked up to me. He was like, hey, like, where do you need to get... Like where do you need to go? And I was like, the train station. He's like, I got you.
Wait, did he speak English?
Yeah.
Oh, so that's why he could scam you.
Yeah, he spoke pretty good English.
He spoke good English. Because he's probably on the prowl every day.
Yeah, yeah, like that's
looking for Americans to jip off.
It should be illegal.
It's not. That's the fucked up part.
It really should be illegal.
Because he technically did exactly what you paid him to do.
He didn't tell me how much it was going to cost. I should have asked him.
Exactly. It's a power of convenience.
I thought it was
going to
be like 50 euro.
It's a power of convenience. That's why it's not illegal.
It was only 30 minutes away. So I was like, okay, like it can't cost that much. It was 250 euro. And
what does 250 euro translate
maybe
to
like
USD?
$280.
$280?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, my Lord.
So it was almost $300.
So actually, I was thinking that the euro, like how it is with a Canadian dollar,
yeah,
where like it's more, but in USD it's less.
Mm-hmm.
That's fucked up.
That's how it used to be at one point, but now the euro is worth more, or it is worth, more than the... Than the dollar.
Yeah, the US dollar has lost value.
Yeah, so
exponentially.
So it's going to cost more dollars to keep up with the price of the euro that you're spending.
That's
but
ignorant.
Food there is cheaper a little bit, but you have to pay for water. So it's like if you want water, you got to pay for it.
Well, okay.
The like if you go out to food to get food, it's like your first course is pasta and then your second course is meat. Like they don't put meat in their pasta. Like you, like oh, Charlie's here or some shit.
Like fucking,
you can get a ribeye like pasta for fucking $14.
Fucking Bravos or something.
Yeah, Bravos.
Authentic Italian, my fucking ass.
No, they are not authentic. Real
Carrabba's authentic Italian cuisine, my fucking ass.
Now some pastas do have a pork in it. Like
you're talking like a suckween pig. Like I'm talking like.
Carbonara can have like bacon in it.
Okay.
But all
why
other...
do I feel like that's just so weird though? Like that, I feel like that's such an American food.
It's like thick bacon. It's like
So it's like it's not that processed bullshit.
No, it's almost like someone just diced up a pig and grilled it, if that makes sense, or you know, put it on a skillet. They call it bacon, but like it's almost like Canadian bacon.
You know what also is weird to me?
What?
That now that you're saying that, like. Over here, processed foods, like, that's a whole thing.
Yeah.
And, like...
The food here is disgusting compared
to
the food there.
You want to think that, like, these other countries aren't using, like, processed meats or processed foods, things like that.
Yeah.
But they probably are. You just don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, no. A lot of the
because they're not buying it from American companies. They're buying it from European companies.
Yeah, but Europe is more strict on their food. But they also have to feed... A lot less people. Like, there's only, like 65 million or 95 million. I forget if it's 65 or 95.
Even though there's McDanks over there still, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Their McDonald's menu is very good. They have, like, chocolate cake and shit.
Yeah, I heard that there's, like, regional exclusive shit
I went to fucking McDonald's twice when I was in, like, I should not have even gone there, but I wanted to try, like their menu.
Well, okay, so that's a little different because you wanted to try... The regional exclusive food that you cannot get in
the
States.
Okay, so one of the things that they had was they had a quarter pounder, but it had like pepperoni on it and lettuce and tomato and some kind of weird sauce, I forget. And then they had another, like their McChickens were like different kind of chicken. It was like a Parmesan chicken on it, I think. And then they had something else there. They had like Snickers, McFlurries. They had so many different kinds of McFlurries.
Ooh.
They had a Butterfingers one.
A Snickers McFlurry?
Yeah.
Get out of
they
here.
Had a few of them.
I
like not just,
I get And I guarantee you, their ice cream machine wasn't broken.
No, no. It was...
operational 24-7, I bet you.
But the fucking manager there looked just like the manager at the Lowland McDonald's when I worked there when I was 16.
Are you fucking kidding?
They looked the exact same. I was like, this is the Italian version of the Lowland McDonald's.
He just... You know what I mean? He just did that a little
bit
more.
Dude, I was doing that to people all the... I was doing that and
I'm sure you're pissing some
people. But
people
actually do that.
Like, they for real.
Yeah.
Like, that's a real fucking thing. That's not just a meme.
You're also, this might just be me, but you're not supposed to flag down your, like, if you're at a restaurant, you're not supposed to flag down your server. You wait.
I don't do that anyway.
I mean, I have, but we were kind of in a rush.
If it was like an emergency, like, we gotta get the fuck out of here.
But
no,
dude, you say that, but it takes like over an hour to eat a meal at any restaurant. Here, it's like, what, 30, 40 minutes?
30, 40.
And if you're traveling and you're trying to be on your way and you're there for over an hour, it's like, ugh, like, we've been here forever. And, you know, you're waiting to get water or you're waiting to get served. And they're just a different culture. They take their time with everything.
Yeah.
They don't work that much. I noticed that people there only work a few days a week. They're chilling.
They never had a Gerald Ford.
I don't know. Oh, yeah.
Because he's the one who created the six day work week.
40-hour work week.
40-hour work week. There
yep. And he, so Ford actually, I think this was him. He would make competitions, or maybe it was the Andrew guy. He was like really, he was like the, one of the first millionaires in America, and this was like the early 1900s. His name was Andrew something.
Garfield?
No, that's the president. I'm talking about like...
You're talking about like a business tycoon or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, but he would...
Shit, I don't know.
It was like coal. Man, I wish we had a tech here right now. But...
Next time.
Basically, he would have competitions and whoever could shovel the most coal, your team would get like a bonus every week, and if and they would be like the champions, and if you could top the amount of coal that was shoveled, then you would then be the champions. He made like competition in the workplace, like he's the first one that like thought of that.
I'm kind of with it.
I mean, I guess so. It's
because nowadays, like with like unions and shit like that. Mm-hmm. Like, you know,
he kind of took advantage of like all those guys, though, because he didn't really pay them that much more.
Well, he still incentivized hard work.
That's true, but he didn't really give anything for it. It was literally just to be like the winners.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, he barely gave.
So they didn't actually get much more. They just, okay.
No, it was just a status.
Then that's a little different. Yeah,
you gotta just trick them into working harder.
Redact that out. I didn't mean that. Fuck that guy. I hope
anyways,
he dies.
So
he's probably dead.
I went to Milan, I went to Florence, and then I went, me and Zach, we did some museums. There's this place called the Uffizi. Dude, when we were in fucking Florence, we were in like a museum, and there was a guy, and people are not as verbal there, like because there's so many different types of people, very touristy. People don't really talk to each other. Maybe it was just me, I don't know. But I did have a conversation with this guy. And he was like talking to me with like an Italian accent, like. And I saw him talk to the fucking dude. He was like, "Quanto costi?" You know, like he had the accent. He was doing
Arrivederci,
the whole thing.
Papa John's.
Right. Yeah, pizza pasta.
Pizza pasta.
Yeah, no, he was like doing that. So I thought he was Italian. So I forget what I said to him.
We got the lamb. We got the good lamb.
I've been looking up like Italian words. And shit, and I think I said like,
how do you say fuck you in Italian?
I don't know, but I know how to say like how much does it cost? Quanto costi? Do you speak English? I looked at him and I was like, parlay inglese, and that means do you speak English? And he looked at me and he just smiled, and I was like, I know I said that.
I know I said that right, so, motherfucker. How about you answer me?
So I was just like, do you speak English? And he was like, yes. See, and I was like, okay.
Can you help me?
I was like, are you Italian? And he was like, no. And I was like, what?
What?
And I was like, where are you from? And he was like, Argentine. And I was like, Argentina. And he was and he was like, see, I was so it was just this dude that was just acting Italian, And he's
just a Spanish dude.
And he's like Spanish and he's fucking acting Italian. Like he had this whole
what the fuck? You got conned twice out there. You got conned by a dude that fucking you paid 250 euro, and then you got a guy who's not even Italian.
He was just acting Italian. I know. I was like, what? I was like, I knew I said that right. I was like,
oh my God.
I was like, why is he ignoring me?
See, that's why, like, for me, going to other countries, I want to take my time.
Yeah.
Like, as much as I want to do spur of the moment, like, type thing, I want to take my time going to another country because I want to learn customs.
Mm-hmm.
I want to learn language.
Dude, it's a lot.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, it's a lot of stress. It's even like to ask someone to order food or anything. It's nerve-wracking. You're like, oh my God, it's so uncomfortable.
Because any little fuck up.
Yeah.
And they're going to take it the exact opposite way that you meant it.
Yeah.
And
people are like,
you can't really complain about that because you told them what to do.
And I saw
what you were looking for. Whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. I saw the most beautiful woman.
Oh, I'm
there.
Sure they were just.
Oh,
like,
my God. Her name is Oshi.
Just the most beautiful women.
So, Summer and Dennis, they took me and Zach to this, like, club. Well, it wasn't even a club. It was like a. So, like, the way that
like
they're.
A bar.
Kind of, yeah. But, like, their bars there, they have, like, couches. Like, it's like.
It's like a lounge.
Yeah, it's like a lounge bar. Okay. That's how a lot of them are. Or it's like a restaurant with a lounge area.
See, I kind of like that as opposed to like the, you know, bar stools and shit. But I know why we do that because obviously we're trying to pack as many people as we can inside of it. I feel like at lounges like that, they're not really concerned about packing the place.
Yeah, no, it was chill.
If it's packed, it's packed. But like.
It fit. And like, dude, to find these places, it's like. It's hard to find these places because all of the roads are like very skinny. It's like they're all one-way roads, and then you have to walk them, and then like it can be like this huge door, and you think it's a church, and you walk in, it's a fucking bar, and you're like, it's all just kind of hard to find
because of all the authentic, like, you know, the turn of the century buildings that have been there.
Everything looks the same
from the beginning,
right? And
you know what I mean,
everything kind of has its own like niche. Like here, everything we have parking lots. We have roads. Everything is very apparent. Oh, that's a strip club. That's a Walmart. There, it's like everything is like has its own little nook, and you have to walk the streets.
You kind of got to just find it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
See, like, because like what I was saying before about like learning customs, like, just like that, you know, like figuring out.
It's a lot to figure
what
out.
What buildings are.
You need at least like 2 or 3 weeks, but I was overwhelmed. But by the end of the first week, I was like, dude, I'm about ready to go home.
Like, that's what I'm saying, because like I want to go to Japan.
Like I want to go to Walmart. Oh, yeah.
We live very different lives.
No,
I want to go to Japan.
I also want to go to Japan.
I want to go to Japan real bad just because the anime weeb in me that I've kept dormant in there for a very long time.
Yeah.
Since 7th grade.
Yeah.
That's been his dream to just like go to Japan, you know. And I'm talking like the cities. Like I'm not talking about outskirts. I do want to see the outskirts, like see, you know, temples and things like that or ruins. I do want to see that stuff. But I really want to get indulged in the... like city life, like what, because that's really nowadays where the culture happens.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? As far as like modern day culture, that's where it happens.
Dude, the people in so like the cities here, like if you look at a girl and you think she's hot, dude, nothing compared to the woman in Italy. It's literally fucking, I mean, I don't want to stay on this topic, but I just want to make a point that I talked to the most beautiful Hungarian woman. Like I was like, like
Hungarian.
I was at a loss for words. I was like, I was like,
yeah.
It was like speaking English was like me trying to talk Italian. And I was talking to her, and I look back, and I think I was just like overtired because of my trip. And I wish I you know wasn't fumbling over myself like an idiot. But like it's fine.
It is.
Anyways, I'm sorry to interrupt you. Go ahead.
No, you're good. You know, I want to go to Japan and stuff like that, but I don't want to go there. Well, not even just Japan, anywhere in the world. I don't want to go anywhere in the world and be very obviously a tourist. You know what
There's
I mean?
There's no way around it.
I know there's no way around it. Like, obviously, people are going to look at me and be like, oh, he's an American or he's British, whatever the hell. And as soon as they talk to me, they'll figure out, yes, he's an American. You know what I mean? But I still want to go there and be able to just blend in, not stick out too much.
You should shave and then dye your hair black and wear like a face mask and put some like brown contacts in. And then you could maybe...
You would also
have to dye your eyebrows.
No. My eyes are way... I mean...
You have to squint the whole time.
Yeah. I just want to say my eyes are way too big. My eyes are way too big for that.
You know, there's actually surgeries that women get in like China and Japan to open up their eyes. To have like anime eyes. It's not to look like Americans. It's to have like anime eyes. I think. Maybe I have it backwards.
Dude, people do that in the United States.
It's just insane.
You know what I mean? It's crazy.
You shouldn't fuck with your... There's no shirt for your face.
There's no shirt for your face.
Bill Burr said that.
Yeah, he did.
There's no shirt for your
face.
There's
no shirt for your face. Women, they got all the makeup and stuff. There's no shirt for your face.
Oh, my God.
Oh, he was fantastic.
Okay, so if you could make an adjustment to your face or get a tattoo on your face, what would it be?
Oh, shit. Okay, so I'm a man with no tattoos. Okay, I don't have a single one. If I had the balls... I would get see, because I kind of want to do this anyway.
Yeah.
But like on, you know, not my face. I would get from Yu-Gi-Oh! Toon World right here. Just a big ass Toon World.
Of course you would. I would definitely get teardrops, but I would get like four of them. So everyone would be like, I'm not fucking with this guy.
Actually, that's not a bad idea. Even though you hadn't killed somebody.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. You put them on your face. People are just going to assume that you've killed people.
Let that tattoo serve a purpose.
Dude, I've seen so many people like downtown in Cincinnati with like teardrop like tattoos. And it gets me wondering, like, dude, did that guy kill somebody?
Some of them got to be fake.
Some of them have to be fake.
Yeah, but not that many people.
They
got to
be fake.
I mean, dude, how many murders?
I saw a white dude in Mason with a fucking teardrop tattoo.
If you're going to be dumb enough to get a face tattoo, then you probably are dumb enough If you're dumb enough to get a face tattoo, then you're probably dumb enough to make up the fucking story that you killed someone.
Probably.
Right?
Yeah.
Right.
I would assume.
If you're gonna be that type
I would
of,
assume.
Dude, freaking
I couldn't even imagine that. Like, you know what I mean? Okay, I will say this.
You should get a dog tattoo.
So one person in the world can pull off face tattoos. There's only one.
Post Malone.
No.
Lil Wayne.
No.
21 Savage.
Kalani.
I know who
you
that
know
is.
Who Kalani is.
I forget what she looks like. Let me look her up.
Fine. And she's the only one that I will accept face tattoos on.
What about Blueface's ex-girlfriend who has his face on her
Dude,
face?
Charnesian Rock, I hope her and Blueface go away.
I don't see any face tattoos on her. Oh, you're saying if she did get them.
No, she has face tattoos.
She has neck tattoos. There's no face.
I swear to God, Kalani has face tats.
Oh, wait, here it is. Here's a newer picture. Yeah, she has one right here.
Yeah, she got one right here.
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
she, yeah, she got face tats.
That's cool. Good for her.
But I couldn't do it. I'm already a pansy enough about getting a tattoo, so why would I get it on my face?
I was watching this show. This was a long time ago. It was like one of those. It was like a tattoo game show where your friend got to pick an embarrassing tattoo to put on you.
That was on MTV, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I forget. Like
so many friendships ruined.
Oh my God! There was one of this girl, and she got a threesome put on her friend, and she was like, I'm actually in love with you, and I realized I was in love with you when we were having a threesome, and that's, like, the position we were in when I fell in love with you. Dude, I don't know why I just thought of that. But, yeah.
That's stupid.
That was the craziest part of that show.
That's pretty stupid.
Yeah. And she was pissed.
Oh, I'm sure she was.
She was like, get this the fuck off me.
Laser that shit the fuck off. Yeah, that bitch is permanent.
So, okay, when I was in... Sorry to revisit this out of nowhere, but... So I went to Milan and then Florence, and I saw, dude, they have every major city in Italy has a Duomo, a Duomo is like a giant church that they built in like the 1500s after the Roman Empire. This was when like Catholicism and shit, like the church was the, you know. But literally, this thing was beautiful. Me and Zach saw the Pantheon, and we saw the Forum and the Colosseum. That was all in Rome. But in Florence, or I'm sorry, no, this story was in Rome as well. It was like 1 a.m., and we were walking back to our hotel. We had just got McDonald's, actually. Yep. And there were these two, so we're walking, and these two dudes are like walking slower than we are. And we ended up like walking past them, and they have a soccer ball. And they're kicking the soccer ball like in between me and Zach. And it was kind of rude. And I was like, okay, like these guys are assholes. And I was like, oh fuck, we're tourists in a country, you know, on a
road. So of course they're gonna fuck with you.
Right on a back road at 1 a.m. I was like, fuck. I was like,
they're gonna fuck.
Well, my first thought was we're gonna get mugged.
Probably.
And Zach, he's so innocent, he doesn't even think about these things. His you know, his poor soul.
His poor little soul.
Bless his soul. He doesn't even,
bless his soul.
He doesn't even think about this shit. And I was like, Zach, walk, like we need to walk faster. So we started walking faster. Dude, we took like three different turns. These guys are following us for like half an hour.
I don't like that.
And I turned to Zach, I'm like, dude, this is it, bro. Like,
you got my back, bro? You got my back?
I know.
And he's like, what do you mean? What are you talking about?
I know that he wouldn't, you know, do that. But anyways. Like we're coming up on a corner and I'm like, Zach, we gotta run. We gotta get him off our tail. And he was like, all right. So we're fucking running at 1 a.m.
with
Rome.
McDonald's in your hand.
Well, no, we already threw it away.
Oh, gotcha.
Dude, we were fucking so scared.
I would have been terrified.
And I scared him so bad. I knew he was more scared than I was. Because I was like, oh, I've done this before.
Yeah, like, and you've been kind of in these situations
before. Right. And he was like, didn't even know what to He got so
he
scared.
He had no idea.
I feel bad I scared him like that.
No.
Yeah, but...
Hey, you were just looking out for him. You're just looking out for him. That's it.
They have such an interesting... culture there. Anyways, that was all that I want to say about it. It was a good trip.
It was a great trip, I bet. So I was thinking about something the other day.
Okay.
Like, since, you know, little segue. So I was having a conversation with a couple of our friends.
Yeah.
And it got me on the subject of sleep paralysis, right?
Okay.
Which I know is something that you have experienced before.
Many times.
So usually, correct me if I'm wrong, when you have sleep paralysis, when you wake up, you feel or see an entity among you.
Well, let me tell you my, like if you're actually asking me, then I'll tell you how mine, because it happens one of two ways.
Okay.
The first way that it happens is, I'm trying to think of the best way to say this. I'll be sleeping in my bed, right? I'll you know, go to sleep, it's fine. And I'll wake up and I'll know something's with me. I don't always see something. Sometimes it's just like a darkness in the corner. But it's usually by the door blocking the doorway.
Yes.
So it's like trapping me. It's like trapping me in the room.
And that's what usually is what I hear people talk about.
Yeah. So I'll like wake up and I'll be like, oh shit. And I immediately think, I'm like, where's a Bible? Where's a cross? Like
let's get this demon out of here.
Dude, I'm so serious. Like I think that, but it's like
power of Christ compels you, bitch.
But like all of a sudden, I'll wake up again. And like I'll wake up in my bed and get up and walk around and freak out. I'm like, there's something here. Oh my God.
Checking every little corner.
Dude, I'm free. I swear. Well, no, I don't even want to go near my door. I'm literally looking around like in my dresser to see if I have a Bible or but like it's
some religious artifacts, something.
Right, something. And
to exercise the demons.
I remember thinking one time, I was like, fuck, I need to prepare some holy water.
go to the local church, like, can you please just,
right,
real quick? And they're like, why?
Like fuck, I don't know how to do this
okay
shit.
You know what I mean? Like, what for? Don't worry about what it's for. Just do it. You know what I mean?
God, dude, that would be so fucking crazy. I don't even think they do shit like that anymore. But so, okay, so I'll literally wake up again. So that whole thing of me freaking out, I was in a dream. It was like a dream state.
Yeah.
And I wake up twice and get on my bed. I'm like, oh my God. But the only thing is that I can't get up for a little bit.
Yeah.
It's like in my dream, I could get up and walk around. But when I wake up again, I'm like, fuck, I'm like straining to get up. And I kind of tell myself, oh, I'm just so tired. It's almost like I kind of forgot about the dream.
Yeah, you just think you're like exhausted.
Yeah, I just think like, oh, my body needs a second to wake up before I can start moving. And it's not until I get up for a second time, I'm like, oh, shit, that was like some like weird shit. That wasn't me being tired, because that's not normal.
No, that ain't
you shouldn't
normal.
Be so tired when you wake up, you can't fucking budge.
You can't even do that stretch where you're like,
yeah,
start, like shaking, you know what I mean?
I literally, like, I'm like struggling to get my legs off the bed so I can try to make myself stand up and like wake myself
exactly.
up. It's so weird, dude.
So here's where I'm going.
Okay.
So as you said, it's like an entity. You can feel something
yeah,
or see something.
There's definitely something there.
And it's usually a dark, shadowy figure
mm-hmm.
of a person.
Also, sometimes there's
or a demon,
there.
You know, or sometimes there's nothing there.
Yeah.
But you feel something
yeah.
in your presence.
I always feel something.
So here's my...
It happens to me like once or twice a month.
That's horrible.
Like often. It's
That's
weird.
Horrible.
It's very weird. Like
I can't even imagine.
Like
that.
I'm afraid to go to sleep sometimes.
Damn.
Like, I can feel it coming on.
Damn.
Isn't that weird?
You just know it's about to happen.
Dude, I check. If I'm sleeping, like, at my place by myself and Zach's not there, I will check his room. Like, I'll literally go in his room and check his closet. But okay, go ahead.
So, here's my theory. And I made this theory, and I know this is not the best place to get my information or any of my thought processes from. But it's from a video game.
Yeah.
It's a virtual reality video game called Boneworks by Stress Level Zero. And I think I've talked about it on the pod before. I don't really remember. I think it was an episode that we lost. But anyway. So in the game, one of the guys who works for a company named Monogon, who is a virtual reality developer, and he goes into this virtual world. And he realizes that he can access what's called the void.
This is in the game Boneworks. This is not a real person.
This is not a real person. Okay. Well, in the world,
in the
world of Boneworks, that's a real person.
Okay.
But no, in our world, no, this is not a real person.
Okay.
So this guy named Arthur Ford realizes, because he works for the company that develops this virtual reality headset.
Yeah.
He realizes that he can access the void by doing very convoluted steps to get to it. And so his theory, well, not his theory, he knows that if he accesses the void within the virtual world, his mind will live on, but his body will decay. Essentially, he will be immortal. Right?
If you were immortal, like you could live forever, don't you think at some point you'd be gay?
More than likely.
You think so?
More than likely.
What a weird
thought. I feel like with infinite time, you'd like try it out at least once.
Probably even like
probably a few times. Probably a few times.
I was going to go further with it and say, I can't even say it.
Nah, whatever.
I can't.
But anyway.
I want to, but I can't.
So my theory is that there is a place in our reality called the void. And I theorize, because in the game, when you meet a void entity, it's usually a black shadowy figure of a person, right? And when you try to reach out to it, it disappears. Or you try to get close to it, it disappears. Or you try to become one with it, it disappears. So I think my theory is, in our reality, there is such a thing called the void. Which is purely dead. It's purely probability.
Does that tie into the supernatural, or does it tie into simulation theory?
Kind of both.
Okay.
Kind of both.
So it's like a supernatural spell that our lives are.
Not even really a spell.
The void is beyond that.
So
I
think the void is a separate universe within our own that is. You're neither alive nor dead. Your spirit, like your soul, spirit, whatever the hell you want to call it, is there. Your consciousness is there.
That's where AI is taking us. Guarantee it.
Probably.
I think that AI is eventually going to become so all-knowing that we're basically creating like a digital god.
Essentially.
And if there is something as like the void or some place where you can upload your consciousness into, it's probably going to be found by AI.
I'm not even talking
that's
about upload. I'm talking more of just like when you've passed on in some way.
Oh, okay. So it's like an afterlife. Oh, you're thinking of what's the Greek mythology version of that? It's what's that shit called?
Valhalla.
No. That's not Greek. That's fucking Vikings.
Oh, is that Viking? Yeah, that is.
Oh shit, what's it called?
Trust in the old father.
Oh fuck. It's like if you weren't good or bad, then you would end up in this place.
They called it purgatory.
Yeah,
is what they called it.
Right?
They called it purgatory.
I thought it was like.
So I think that the void is not purgatory though. The void is purely probability. It's neither being nor being. It's neither now or it's neither present nor past or future. It's pure probability. Like it is a probability that of your spirit. That could happen in separate universes, but they've accessed a way to get into our universe. And where I'm going with this is that I think people who have sleep paralysis have access to the void.
Dude, I don't want access to the void. This is kind of like that movie. You're thinking of a different version, but a similar premise to fucking, what's that mother effing movie? I'm blanking tonight. Insidious.
Kind of. Yeah. 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 In a way.
I hope I'm not fucking dreamwalking.
So I think that these people have access to the void, but have not reached a point of training their mind to fully access it. The people that you're seeing, the entities that you're seeing,
dude. What if someone tries to train
me? People who have.
Okay. If there's anybody out there in the world that knows psychic shit. Contact us at
eagleboysfly
at gmail.com.
Please somebody.
Yes.
That would be very interesting to hear. We would love to share your story on the episode.
I'll give you my, well, no, I want training.
Well, that too.
But I'll give my phone number to that person.
Absolutely.
So in Greek mythology, this idea that you're talking about is called the Fields of Asphodel. Elysium is where you went if you were, like, you know, honorable.
Okay. So, like, heaven.
Hades is where you went.
Hell.
Right. If you were bad. Tartarus is where you went if you were really bad. Like, if you pissed off Zeus real bad, then you would be thrown in Tartarus.
Shit. Is that why the brute in Halo 2 is named Tartarus?
Maybe.
Because he's, like, the ultimate bad guy?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Pretty much. So the fields of Asphodel is endless fields of flowers where most people went when they died.
Most.
There were the bad, the but bad, the good, good.
Oh my God, that's so funny you say that, because actually in Boneworks, there are areas. Well, it's not even really areas. So what will happen is these little headset things, they call crablets. They're just like little crab-looking things that just latch onto your head, and then they put because they are a headset just with arms.
Yeah,
and these things latch onto your head, and they put you in a simulation inside the virtual world.
Yeah, I've seen you play.
So essentially, trapping.
Yeah.
So, in some of those headsets, when they get on your head, it's an endless field of flowers.
Oh shit!
Just like that.
Oh, that's probably where they got that idea.
That's probably where they got the idea.
So much shit. So I have a major in chemistry. I didn't know this, but I actually have, well, like, when you say I have a minor in something, you're basically just saying.
You're basically saying, yeah, I just took this because I had to.
It's not official. I think in some cases you can get with a minor. You just have to declare it to the school, and then the school puts it on your.
Well, that's also just, like, twice the work.
Okay, so if it could be. Depending on what it is, but
I don't really know. I didn't have a minor.
So, like, all of my electives have been history electives. Like, I took, like, Roman history, American history, you know. I'm taking Greek mythology, which is actually, it's a classics class. It's not a history class.
Okay.
Because it's like, from classic literature.
Oh, so like the Crucible, or not the Crucible.
The Odyssey.
The Odyssey.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, like, stuff like that. But Greek mythology, I'm taking, that's the last, like, classics history class I'm taking, and that's in the fall. So most of our stories and shit and you know, ideas that people get that they incorporate into, like, modern games and stuff, a lot of it comes from Greek mythology. And Roman mythology is actually really interesting because they take from Greek mythology. Like, Zeus is Jupiter. They copied all the gods but named them something different.
Yeah. I mean, isn't there a goddess Venus?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's Hera, I think. I might be wrong. I forget. But actually, Romans took every single god from every single culture, as long as it wasn't anything too far off. But if they had, like, some kind of god for, like, fertility, then they'd be like, oh, your god is actually our Dionysus. I don't think that's
which
right.
God do you think was a freak?
Dionysus.
Like a freak.
Well, actually, that would be Zeus, because he fucked, like, animals.
He said, what's up, baby? Come over here.
Yeah.
Let's make Hercules.
That's there's some kind of creature of the sea. I forget what it's called, but
Poseidon. Oh no, that's a goddess.
No. I'm talking about, like, a
kraken?
A horse. I'm pretty sure horses come from Zeus fucking some kind of animal.
Pegasus.
No, well, maybe, actually.
Like the flying horses.
Maybe.
Pegasi.
Or maybe there's some kind of, like, horse.
A centaur.
No.
Horse human hybrid.
Like a water horse.
Yeah, a centaur.
No.
Horse human hybrid.
Centaurs aren't in the water, though.
Well, you ever seen Hercules? It was in the water then.
Was it?
They fought in the water.
I think so. What I'm talking about, they're called...
You're talking about, like, one that can breathe underwater and shit.
Hippocampi is what they're called.
Hippocampi, okay.
No, hippocampi.
That's...
Like the Pokemon, Hippocamp.
What generation was that from?
Platinum, which I'm playing right now.
Oh, you're thinking of... Hippocampi and... His evolved form was Hippowndown or something.
Yeah.
It was the sand hippo.
Yeah, water and rock.
Was it water? I thought it was rock and ground.
It's a hippo.
I don't think it had any water in it.
You're probably right.
I think it was a ground hippo.
Really? Okay, let's look this up.
Look that shit up.
This is the nerd.
I'm pretty sure it was just ground and rock. Or one of the two. I can't remember. It's been a while.
Hippocampus is the name of the seahorse that Zeus created by fucking the fisher.
And he made it with a monkey fish frog. And then that made you with his mutant fish hands.
Oh, I'm Hippodown, is the fucking one.
Hippodown, yeah. Yeah.
And then the one it evolves from is Hippopotas.
Hippopotas, that's right.
That's a stupid-ass name.
Yeah, it's a stupid-ass name. I mean, Hippodown was a great Pokemon to have, but, training him was a son of a whore, I remember. And you can only find him in one place.
Yeah.
It was so stupid.
Would you ever be in a cult?
Fuck no. Absolutely not.
What if, like the chicks were really hot? It was mostly chicks, and they were like, well, but we have to stomp on your balls.
There you go. Done. No. Because, like, then what use would it be to me that they're all women?
Well, no. You like you can bang them, but they got to be able to, like, torture you and shit.
Fuck no.
I don't know why.
I'm not into that.
I don't know why. I'm sorry.
I'm not into that.
I don't know why I thought of that.
I'm into... No.
Yeah.
I'm going to say. It's the opposite way. I like that way.
Yeah.
Not torture, but the opposite way.
Dude, my mom listens to this.
Oh shit.
No, I knew that you didn't mean torture.
I'm talking 50 Shades of Grey, baby. What's up?
I couldn't see you, you know, actually having someone in like a cage. Anyways.
No. I wouldn't go that far.
Yeah.
I'm talking like light. Like I'm talking belts, maybe some handcuffs.
Yeah.
Then I don't know. Like wrap shit around their mouth. That's it.
I don't think. Anyways,
we ain't getting into that.
Cults.
No, I would not join a cult. I don't know why anybody would ever join a cult.
Yeah.
I've seen too many documentaries. So just watch them yourself. And then you don't join cults.
You really should. So there's a couple really good cult movies. There's one called The Master. And The Master is, you have a turn dial right here.
Yeah, I'm about
that's
to.
What I think. So the movie The Master is with Joaquin Phoenix, and he basically meets this cult leader. It's really good. You should watch it. It's dope.
I've seen a lot of documentaries. I haven't seen any like Hollywood produced movies.
It's based on one of them is an indie film, so it's not Hollywood.
Okay.
The Master with Joaquin Phoenix, I believe, is like a Hollywood movie, but it's good.
Yeah, it's got Joaquin Phoenix.
Yeah, it's actually really good.
He's a really good actor. I love Joaquin
Phoenix. And then there's another one with a reporter. And it's a shame I can't remember the name of it. I've actually been getting into the history of like Native Americans and like their religion and their war, because it's almost like a cult as well, in my opinion. They had very small,
in a way.
They had like small communities, and they had these like spirits that you know they would.
Well, yeah, because they were part of different tribes,
right? That's just kind of my own opinion. I don't know if they were, you know, actually like that. But
it's actually something funny to look
into. There's a book. I was talking about this earlier. It's called Empire of the Summer Moon. And the way that Native Americans would like kill each other were insane. Now, I don't remember exactly which tribes, but one of the tribes was, I think it was in Texas. It might have been the they were like the last American tribe that fought settlers.
Okay.
And it's on the tip of my tongue.
Was that the
Mohicans, maybe, or
the last of the
Mohicans? Over. I need to get across the boat.
Fucking Butters.
Over. I need to get across the boat.
I'm gonna look this up. Comanche. That's what it
Comanche.
Is. These motherfuckers.
I actually remember learning about that.
Insane.
Accessing random access memories right now.
Dude, they did horrible things to each other in war. One of the things that they did they would cut off people's limbs, and they would throw them on a fire, on like a bonfire, and they would have they would make like coals from the wood. It would be burning for so long.
Did they just not care about smell?
It wasn't like a blazing fire. It was just really hot, and there was a small fire.
I know, but it like burning flesh still smells.
Dude, they were like a different type of people than you and
did
I.
They
are.
Just not care.
We use fucking laundry detergent. You know,
we use laundry. We got laundry detergent. But we got soap. We got Old Spice.
They would cut off all the limbs of people, and they would throw them on these fucking coals, and they would just watch them wiggle like a worm. It was, like, fun for them.
That's fucked up.
They did terrible things. They would, like, take babies and, like, slam them on the ground. Like, horrible things.
You know what kills me is that there's actually still, like, tribes like that in the world that we live in today.
Oh, you know what? That's actually a really interesting point. We have, like, our civilization. We're driving Porsches mm-hmm. and fucking watching porn.
We're a completely different civilization than some of the things that's going on in, like, Africa and India.
Yeah, they have tribes that... I mean, you can even possibly stay with them.
Well, that's the thing. You remember that show that Steve-O and the other guy did?
They hunt monkeys. They have dogs that help them hunt monkeys. And monkeys look so
they eat the fuck out of monkeys.
Yeah, but like
we studied
them. Monkeys look like people. Like when yeah. there's a video of this dog biting this fucking monkey, dude. They're like hunting. And this monkey, like, it's like arm is hanging out. It's disgusting.
That's wild.
It looks like a human. It's so creepy looking.
Why are you getting so quiet?
I'm sorry. I don't know. It was.
It
all,
looked like a fucking human, dude.
I'm sorry. It was just. Just to even think about it makes me like, ugh.
Makes you, ugh. Yeah, I couldn't imagine that. I couldn't imagine. But like, it's that show, Wild Boys, with Steve-O and I forget the other guy's name right now. He was the guy that always showed his dick on Jackass.
Oh, the guy with the long hair.
Yeah. Fuck. What? It, not Aaron McGehee.
Randy Trevor.
I don't think
that was it. From Trailer Park Boys.
I left my phone somewhere. Just somebody, whatever. But anyway, they like visited a tribe in India where like they still ate people and lived in tents. Chris Pontius. There we go. There we go. I knew we'd get it. No disrespect, Chris, but we knew we'd get it. Anyway, so
Trevor Lay. Go ahead. Trevor Lay. It's from Trailer Park Boys. Sorry.
Anyway, so So they like visited this tribe where they were like wearing loincloths and living in tents.
Yeah.
And they were like doing like demonic fucking shit. Like, dude, they were like, you know, spreading like goat blood across their face and shit. And apparently they still ate people. Like they ate babies because they thought it made them powerful or some shit like that.
Steve-O did that?
No. They met the people that do that.
I was like, damn, I saw his stand up.
Yeah.
I went on a date with a girl and
I remember that.
With
that.
What's her fucking face? God, she's such. I don't even want to say her name. Such a bitch. But yeah, dude.
Dude, it's just crazy that in our look at us right here, we're sitting at a table in an apartment with air conditioning.
Yeah, feels good.
With microphones, cameras, just talking about random shit that we're gonna post on the internet.
Yeah,
for just other people to watch.
Millions.
And there's people that eat babies out there in India to this day. And where nobody's concerned about
which there's a gentleman named dude, I can't remember shit. I'm thinking of too much right now. It's like rapid fire. He has a show on Netflix. I can remember everything about what I'm talking about every time, but I can't remember the name of it. So his he has a show on Netflix called Ancient Apocalypse, and his theory is that so
talk about that dude with the crazy ass hair.
No, that's Ancient Aliens.
Okay.
Ancient Apocalypse is showing Netflix. It was like number one for a while. Graham Hancock, that's his name. Graham Hancock has this theory. I mean, he just had an interview or it was a podcast with Joe Rogan and this other dude. I definitely am not gonna remember his name. But he was kind of he's a little weird. But he kind of he had some good points against him and like made him look bad. Basically, Graham Hancock's theory, it's unproved, but it's basically like a theory of like reasoning. So he thinks that there was a civilization before the Ice Age. I think it's well known that like civilization came after the Ice Age. Before that, we don't have anything like known or recorded. So like 10,000 BC is when they think that people started living.
Like started...
Making cities,
yeah.
Drawing, whatever the fuck.
Like advancing as a civilization.
Right. So before, I think it's 10,000 BC. It might be 8,000. Anyways, before that was the Ice Age. He thinks that there was a civilization before the Ice Age. There was also something called the Younger Dryas period that happened before the Ice Age about, I don't remember how many thousands. I want to say 20, but that's probably wrong. But it was a long ass time ago.
You'd fool me. I have no idea.
So the Younger Dryas period was like an asteroid hit Earth and it like wiped out like a lot of life. And it's thought that wiped out humans and it took them a while to like rebuild. He's saying we had shit running before that.
Okay.
And it's widely talked like no one believes it.
I mean, yeah, that's pretty.
Most people don't believe it.
I don't know if I believe it either.
Yeah. I mean,
I could see it just because I think about like the ancient Egyptians.
There's just no evidence.
There's no evidence, But
other than the Sphinx.
Other than that, like that type of engineering that they did for, and that's why Egyptology, that is like, I'm a nerd about that shit. I'll go on for hours about that,
mm-hmm.
you know, and hence why I'm a nerd for Yu-Gi-Oh! Too.
Yeah.
Because it was all based around Egyptian mm-hmm. mythology. Anyway, so they were way too fucking advanced for their own good, considering they did it with rocks,
they were
and
like
sticks and rope. You know what I mean?
During the Roman Empire, they were one of the most wealthy nations.
Exactly.
For a long time.
That's what I'm saying. How were they so much more advanced? They were like the Wakanda of like our generation. If Wakanda existed, that would be basically what the Egyptian Empire was to everyone else.
They say that the Sphinx was found by the Egyptians. So that means that, well, like the head of the Sphinx, I think.
But that's what I'm saying is that they... That even before them, there was somebody just as advanced.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But only they in that area were that advanced. Nobody else was.
But that would still be after the Ice Age, right?
Yes. What long after the Ice Age.
Right.
Yeah.
But are you saying like how they became that advanced?
Yeah. Like I'm saying that they like, as far as even just architecture goes, how the fuck did they get that pyramid perfect the first time?
I mean, no one really knows.
Exactly.
It's one of the mysteries of the world.
That's what I'm saying. So I kind of believe that there was somebody more advanced before all that, like during the Ice Age and shit like that.
They were just advanced in different ways.
Advanced in much different ways than who came later. Because who came later... were the Egyptians, you know, the Romans, the all that,
mm-hmm.
you know, and they were all pretty advanced civilizations. But the Egyptian Empire was long gone before the Roman and the Greek Empire took, you know, like advanced as much as they did
yeah.
and started, you know, like traveling and things like that. So they were advanced just as advanced as they were at their prime years before that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Wait, you're talking so, about early Egyptians?
Early Egyptians were just as advanced as the prime of the Greek and Roman empires, but they were doing that thousands of years before.
No shit.
That's based in context of how advanced they were.
That's crazy.
That's pretty much how it was.
Fuck.
When the Romans were just reaching their peak, they did that 1,000 years ago.
I only know about what the Romans did. I have no recollection of Egyptian history, but if that's true, that's fucking crazy.
It's absolutely insane.
It's absolutely insane. So the Romans did a lot of cool things. Like they built like fucking what the fuck is it called?
Blanking again.
It carries water.
Reservoirs.
Irrigation. Aqueduct.
Aqueduct.
Yeah. So that's like one of the cooler things they did. They had like, I guess it is like irrigation.
Irrigation, aqueduct, apples to apples.
Well, I think irrigation is like underground and then aqueducts are like above.
Well, irrigation can really...
just apply to all of it.
It kind of applies to all of it because irrigation is literally just
movement
taking
of water
from one place and moving it to your, like to where you need it to be.
That's true. But yeah, I think that and concrete... they were the first ones to make concrete, which they actually don't know how to make the same concrete that they made.
And that's another thing. The blocks that they used to make that fucking pyramid, you realize how much one of them weighs?
Yeah, and they got it from very far away.
And they got it all the way up and did it perfectly first time.
I think it was 100 miles that they had to move it.
Easily.
Because that's where... because they found the nearest quarries where that mineral... or that type of rock was...
like, was sediment.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, where they had, like, mines. I don't know if they've actually found old mines.
I don't know either. I mean, I'm sure they have.
They all had to be done by hand because there was no machines back then. So, nope. The only machine was your body.
Literally.
Your body was a biological machine.
Exactly.
They didn't have, like electricity or steam. Because, like, we had steam by, what, like, the 1800s or some shit? We had boats and shit, at least.
At least, but it took us that long. Here, we're going to cut.
I I mean, dude, we've been talking. We're talking about history. okay. I just want to wrap it up on this. Wait, let me think. Okay, what are... This is just random, but what are words that you can't stand to hear? I know it's kind of hard to think about the words that you don't like.
Pronouns.
like the word pronoun or any pronoun?
Just anyone saying, like, pronoun.
Okay.
Because, dude...
Yeah, anytime you hear pronoun, you're
nobody
like, oh,
cares.
God.
Nobody, I assure you.
The only people who care.
Cancel me if you want. But, like, dude, don't tell me to learn your pronouns, dude, when there's like 50 billion of them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, if you want to be called they, that's fine.
I wish I could
get mad when I don't call you a they.
I wish I could be called a swordfish. Not for real,
you
but
can.
Like, what if I
That's
said that?
That's the fucked
though?
Up part. You can't.
My the
anyway
school would have
getting
to
bigoted.
Me.
Sorry. Anyway.
you can't help yourself.
I can't help myself. No, and it's not even coming from a place of bigotry or hate. It's literally just, dude. I got my own fucking problems. The last thing I need to do is learn your fucking pronouns. I'm not gonna ask anybody to call me he. You call me she, I'm not going to correct you. I'm just going to be like, oh, you're stupid. You know what I mean? Yeah, you obviously can't see that I'm a man.
Well,
you're stupid.
You're talking about what most of America talks about, or thinks, at least. Not.
Or me. Don't ask me to call you a cat.
Everyone's
I'm not
so
gonna
scared
do that.
To be canceled.
Everyone's so scared. And like, I promise you, nobody cares.
Honestly, I'm kind of scared.
No. No. Well, anyway.
Okay, wait.
What's a word that pisses you off? Let's lighten it up a little bit here. What's the word that pisses you off?
Oh my god, I feel weird to start like switching to that. I'm about to say something stupid. fucking blemish. I hate it. Ugh.
Actually, yeah, I do hate the word pus.
I hate that one. Fuck.
I fucking hate that word.
I hate the word vaginal.
Vaginal.
I just don't like it.
Okay. Penetrate. I don't know why. I can't explain it. Penetrate.
I'm not fond of the word penis.
I'm not fond of that either. How did we get the short end of that stick on that one?
I don't know. Well, I didn't. I wouldn't say that.
We kind of did.
You got a short stick.
Like, let me, like, you know, nobody says, let me see your pen.
Yeah.
But we say, let me see your vag.
But yeah, let me see your pencil. That's what we should say.
Your Sharpie. Let's see your Sharpie.
I'm trying to think of another word, but like that's all I had. Maggot.
Maggot. Maggot.
That's so stupid.
Drop that fish, maggot. I I never understood that. Maggot. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Also, you know what's funny? My brother had a thought the other day. Mm-hmm. In Harry Potter, you know, how like Malfoy is just always a dick to Harry Potter. Like, did it never just occur to him just be like, you know what, Malfoy? How about you shut the fuck up? Huh? You ever realize that you only have two friends because you're such a fucking dickhead? Why didn't he just say that?
Harry Potter isn't like that.
No, but like, dude, come on. He lived in the same world as us. He had to have known about these words.
Wait, known about what? Bitch?
About like, shit, fuck, fuck you. You're an asshole.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He had to have known. Why didn't he say that?
Well, you know, Harry Potter.
You know, how about you shut the fuck up, Malfoy?
Have you seen that fucking video of that she was an actor in the movie. She was like a lesser character, or not as important to the plot. And she was doing an interview, and this guy had on full Harry Potter. He had the scarf.
Oh my god!
And then she was like talking to him, and she was like, "Harry Potter is for children."
Oh yeah, I do remember.
When
that.
You get to be a certain age, it's time to give it up. She was basically.
She was like in the movie too,
and he was just sitting there like.
Whatever. Yeah. Okay. Avada Kedavra, yeah. Bitch. But anyway, I think that's where we're going to wrap it up right there. More episodes are going to be coming a lot more consistently now that we have this whole thing figured out. We were just winging it before. If y'all remember, we were doing it with just two condenser mics that we found or just had for recording music in our place. And then we just bought some cameras
and
called it a day. We're fancy. But anyway, thank you everybody so much for watching. And we will see you guys on the next one.
Peace.
Peace out.
Peace in the East.
Peace in the East.